Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. I hope you will go back and listen to some past episodes to get to know me and how I show up in this world for women like you. And if you are an OG here, thank you for returning. I appreciate you. So over the last few episodes, we have been talking about my framework, the Unapologetic Release Map, which is what I use to get my clients from point A to point B, which is freedom, peace, a life of desires and all the things that bring you pure pleasure, a life of satisfaction. And this is a framework that was developed because it is what I used to get to where I am today, to be living a life, literally a life that I could have never dreamed. If you would have asked me 5 years ago that my life was going to be looking like this, I'm like, no, let me go ahead to work and hit this clock so I can get my PTO. Thank you. But we have been going through her story, which is looking at the past and how it plays a significant part in how we as Black women have this distance between us and pleasure. We've talked about our self-worth and why it's so important, about how we feel about ourselves and how we identify with pleasure. And then we've also talked about pleasure, what it is, how we can have it, why we need it, and why we lack it. So today, last but not least, we are going to talk about self-intimacy, because once you've done the work, now you want to build a relationship with yourself. So before we go down the self-intimacy road, I want to clarify what intimacy is. Again, like pleasure, intimacy is one of those words when you hear it, a lot of times you think of sex. And intimacy is not necessarily about sex. Intimacy is about building a special and close connection with someone that means a lot to you, that you have this deep bond with, where you can be vulnerable, where you feel safe, where you feel comfortable being 100% yourself and not worrying that you're going to be judged. Is there physical intimacy? Absolutely. However, physical intimacy becomes that much better when you have the other intimacy, when you have the emotional intimacy. We have the emotional intimacy. So holding hands and hugging feels that much better when you are very vulnerable, when you have that connection with the person. Having sex means that much more when you have this level of vulnerability where you know you can truly be you with that person and they're going to accept you. We have intimacy with family members. You have intimacy with friends, relationships, friendships. And as you grow older, you might also have intimacy with multiple partners. Yeah, you know. So the biggest thing I want you to remember is intimacy is you feeling safe enough to be you, feeling safe enough to say what needs to be said, and someone is going to hear you, even if they disagree, but that you're also able to give that back to someone. We don't want these one-sided relationships where you can give, but you can't take what's given to you. So that's talking about intimacy with others. So then we go into self-intimacy. It's literally you being your best friend. It's you slowing down and taking time to get to know and understand who you are internally, not just how you show up in this world, because people say that's what you're supposed to do, not just how you show up in the roles that you've accumulated over the years. Just like you have trust and you know, you share your thoughts and your feelings with your friends, being open and honest to yourself is just as important. It's a form of self-intimacy. When you have this self-intimacy, You're not afraid to explore your thoughts. You're not afraid to sit with your emotions. You are heightened and you are aware of your strengths. You're aware of your weaknesses. And even when you see the flaws, you still accept and love yourself unconditionally. This space, this self-intimacy space, allows you to dream. It allows you to have goals. It allows you to acknowledge your desires and things that make you happy and not feeling bad about it. It makes you comfortable. It makes you confident when you know more about yourself. It's like having this inner person, almost like a Jiminy Cricket on your shoulder, that supports and encourages you because you've got that relationship with yourself where you can just go, you've got it. You've got it. Even on the worst days, there's you in there being your own cheerleader, boosting yourself up, talking nice to yourself, just like you would to your friends, just like you would to a little kid that comes up to you and you're like treating them with the utmost care, love, and respect. You want to do the same thing for yourself. Self-intimacy is so much of an important journey to self-discovery and self-acceptance, and it's going to lead to you having a happy and more fulfilling life. Can you see why it's important to have this in the framework and why it's last? Because there's so much other work that you have to do and so many other things that you have to understand before you get to a place where you can genuinely build a genuine relationship with yourself. So here are three reasons why you, sis, need self-intimacy in your life. It's going to help you understand and love yourself. It's going to help you know and appreciate who you are on the inside, especially in those moments where people try to tell you that you are something else. I don't know how many times I have come across people who have called me intimidating, who have called me mean, said that I'm a bitch, this, that, and the other. And you know, I own that. I owned those things, those words and those personalities that people put on me. And at one point, it really made me feel bad about myself. But once I started learning about who I am, why I am the way that I am, why I'm closed off, or why, you know, I'm standoffish with people, I learned to love that about myself. I love that about myself, and I don't let anyone make me feel bad about how I show up before building relationships with people. I have very strong boundaries, and it's going to take a lot to get through to me if we don't really know each other, you know? So you're building this friendship with yourself. You're understanding and you're loving yourself. And again, it's going to help build that confidence and make you proud of who you are and how you show up, your characteristics, your qualities, and your strengths. Building increasing your self-intimacy also helps you with dealing with emotions. We're going to go through emotions. Let me take that back. It is important to feel your feelings. So I've done an episode on that. You're going to have feelings. It's important for you to feel the feelings for so many reasons that I've talked about. But when you're able to deal with your emotions, you recognize this more in yourself. You recognize when you're upset. You recognize, actually, if we think about anger, a lot of times anger is the first emotion that we go to because it's the easiest. But when you build self-intimacy with yourself, you can really be honest and get deeper under the anger. It's, oh no, like I'm embarrassed, or no, you hurt my feelings, or I feel shame because of X, Y, and Z. I'm not really angry. And so when you acknowledge those emotions, now we can find healthy coping skills to help you deal with them so that you're not just wallowing and just in the world trying to figure it out with no leg to stand on because you don't understand yourself. That's what leads to going out here and trying to get all the answers from external sources, listening to everyone else's voices about what you should and shouldn't do, and getting led to the wrong path. So, also, self-intimacy is important for facing challenges with your strength. Life is hard. And I say that in the midst of, this has been one of the hardest weeks. I've had some hard weeks, but this has been a seriously hard week. And it's really easy to get down every time I come up against an obstacle. It's really easy for you to get down and hide when you come up against an obstacle. I don't know why I want to say instacle. That's not even a word. I don't know what's going on with me being tongue-tied tonight. But self-intimacy proves that you are strong, even though I can't stand that word, but that you have the ability, your inner voice has the ability to encourage you, that you can support yourself, and that in the midst of these really hard obstacles that are going to come, because adulthood is ghetto, you still are resilient, you still have courage, and you still are determined to keep showing up, to keep thriving, and you don't get sucked back into that survival, fight or flight space. So what happens if you continue to move through life and not prioritize self-intimacy and build that relationship with yourself? You're going to be out here feeling lost and confused, which some of you may already be feeling lost and confused. There are times I'm feeling lost and confused. A lot of my clients come to me because they are lost and confused. Without self-intimacy, it can be challenging for us to understand our feelings and our thoughts. You might feel confused about who you are. You might be confused about what you want in your life. And the only way you're going to know those things is if you build that relationship with yourself and explore with yourself and talk to yourself and see what's bubbling up that's making you feel lost. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. Low self-confidence. That low self-confidence is a beast. And by working on your self-intimacy, you're going to build that. You're going to believe in yourself because you're going to talk yourself up. You're not going to get into the rabbit hole of the negative self-talk and listening to your inner mean girl. You're not going to doubt your abilities and you're not going to doubt your worth. This lack of confidence is going to hold you back. I'm pretty sure there are places where you've seen that your lack of confidence and your lack of worth has been holding you back from reaching for something that you want, reaching for something that someone else has, and you know that you are better qualified for it. Not reaching your full potential in this life. You only have one life to live. Live it to the fullest, your full potential. You do that by building your self-intimacy. And if you don't prioritize intimacy with self, then you will struggle with relationships. If you don't understand yourself, if you don't understand how you love, if you don't understand what you need and what you want, you're going to find it hard to connect with people on a meaningful level. You're going to have issues trusting people, and you're going to have a hard time being open in relationships. And I always say, people are going to teach you, you are going to teach people how to treat you. And if you walk around here with no relationship with yourself, not treating yourself, not loving on yourself, somebody is going to see that and say, well, why should I give her more than she gives herself? They're watching. So feeling lost and confused, low self-confidence, and struggling with relationships are just a few of the things that comes about when you don't cultivate that self-intimacy with yourself. However, on the opposite side, when you do start prioritizing self-intimacy, like I talked about in the very beginning, you're confident, you're proud in yourself, you're getting to know you as you grow, you're appreciating yourself, that's definitely going to lead to an increase in confidence, being proud, cheering yourself on, supporting yourself even on the worst days. Again, handling your emotions. You understand your emotions. You're able to deal with them in a healthier manner. When you're upset, when somebody pissed you off, you're not going to go off because that's not where you're at in life anymore. And if something happens that you don't appreciate, you're able to be kind to yourself. You're able to find outlets and techniques that are going to ground you, that's going to remind you of who the fuck you are, and allow you to show up even after these incidences happen. And when you have self-intimacy, just like if you don't have it, it's hard for you to connect in relationships, you build stronger relationships. You have more meaningful relationships. You just trust more. And when you trust more, you're open more and your heart is open, I promise you it makes that physical feel so much better. When you have a deeper relationship with yourself, you have a deep relationship with someone, that leads to a relationship that feels healthy, that feels good, and for the most part can stand the test of time. So I know you're probably thinking, Natasha, I appreciate you breaking down intimacy and self-intimacy. How do I do it? How do I do it? If I want to do it today, how do I do it? I got you. I've got 3 ways that you can start building your intimacy with yourself today. Self-reflection. What that's going to require of you is quiet. Some quiet time. Some quiet time to get away from the noise, to get away from the external stories, all the things that everyone has told you, anywhere that you've taken in something. Take some quiet time alone and think about you. Focus on you. Focus on your feelings. Ask yourself things like, what makes me happy? What are my strengths? And then reflect on those answers. Reflect on what you feel. Are you being honest with yourself? If not, why are you not being honest about what you really want? If you really are unhappy, why won't you be honest about why you're unhappy? So start doing some self-reflecting without judgment. Without judgment. Just because you feel something and just because something comes up doesn't mean it has to mean anything. Allow it to be what it is and be curious about it. Why do I feel that way? And just keep going down the why train. Journal. Number 2, journal. Keep a journal. I'm not the greatest. I tend to start journaling when things are just going batshit crazy in my life and I just need to get it out. I need to do brain dumps. But there are times where I am consistent with journaling and I learn so much about myself. Like when I go back and read the words that I use and how I'm genuinely feeling, the honest truth comes out when I'm writing. I can say that. The honest truth comes out even if I don't want to acknowledge it. And that's where you can keep your self-reflection. Your self-reflection doesn't have to be in your head. Keeping a journal can help you express your thoughts, your feelings, especially if you feel like you can't talk to someone. You process your emotions, you gain insight, and there may be times where things come up where you're like, I can't do this. If you were to go in your journal, I'm pretty sure there's an incident that was similar, may not be the same, but it brought the similar feelings, and you'll be able to see that you conquered it, that you got through it, and you can do the same with this situation. And then 3, practice being kind to yourself. Treat yourself with love, compassion. Give yourself grace. If you make a mistake, if you're in a hard situation, instead of talking down to yourself and dogging yourself out, be gentle. If you would not talk to a little kid that way, why are you talking to yourself that way?
be your own support. Give yourself care. Pour into yourself. Nourish yourself. Love on yourself. That's going to be one of the biggest ways to build intimacy with yourself. It really is, because it's going to start with how you view yourself and how you treat yourself. And it's okay if it takes a little step at a time. That's fine. No one's telling you to leap. If you can leap, that would be great. But no one's saying that you have to take big leaps. One step at a time. One affirmation, one journal prompt, one nice thing to yourself. That's it. That's going to help you build a more positive relationship with yourself. And it's going to lead to a deeper understanding and acceptance of yourself. So the way that the framework looks, if you are just now coming in, like, what framework are you talking about? We start off with her story, understanding where we came from, our relationship with pleasure, why it's so hard for us as Black women to accept pleasure in our life, understanding our worth and our value, who we are in this world and why we deserve the respect that we deserve, why we deserve pleasure without having to do anything for it. Understanding pleasure, what pleasure is, why we deserve pleasure, how to get it. And then once we've built on that, then we get to this place where I just want to love on myself. I just want to date myself. I just want to be my own best friend. And you deserve it. And this is how these steps are how I move my clients from point A to point B. This is how I get them the results. It's a lot of reflecting. It's a lot of reflecting. It's a lot of asking hard questions. It's a lot of asking them to do things that are out of their comfort zone. But if you're coming to me, that means you're ready. That means you're ready. So if you appreciated this conversation, if you have more questions about my framework, the Unapologetic Release Map, if you want to talk about how to create more self-intimacy within yourself, more pleasure, how to just understand where you are and how to have a life that you want to thrive in, head over to www.closetfreechronicles.com/pleasure and let's keep the conversation going. I'm here to support you. I'm here to witness you. And you got this. You got this. I love you, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.